It's Financial Planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, Episode 12, brought to you by WRBO Public Media. Here's Daniel.
Previously, we've discussed the importance of saving and investing for retirement. But when it's time to start taking income, what's the right withdrawal rate to meet your needs and ensure you won't run out of money? That's one of the biggest concerns facing retirees or any of us planning for retirement. Several years ago, after extensive research, a so-called rule was established. It described how an investor could utilize a withdrawal rate on their portfolio of 4% annually to meet or supplement their income needs. This 4% rate, the research showed, also meant the investor was unlikely to run out of money during their retirement. But as you can guess, this one-size-fits-all plan may not work for all retirees. As I see it, there are two problems with this 4% rule. First, stocks and bonds have been generating lower returns recently than they have historically. When the 4% rule was first established, average investment portfolios were earning about 8% annually. Today, these balanced portfolios are generally earning about half that return. Combining this with the fact Americans are living longer means your retirement money needs to last longer. These factors put added strain on investment portfolios. So how do you calculate how much to withdraw from your retirement funds? Well, I think there are three factors to consider. First, be aware of your time horizon. For many of us, retirement savings may need to last 30 years or longer. So generally speaking, taking income at a lower age often means using a lower withdrawal rate for your savings to last. For example, if you're in your early 60s at retirement, you may want to use a withdrawal rate as low as 2 or 3% annually. But waiting to retire, say to age 70, may allow you to pull out 6 or 7% annually. Oh, and by the way, increasing your withdrawal rate even slightly, say from 4 to 6%, can have a significant negative impact on whether your money will last your lifetime. A financial advisor can help you with this calculation. A second consideration is your asset allocation. Now, I've addressed this issue in a previous podcast, but your mix of stocks, bonds, and other investments can affect the amount you can safely withdraw. Naturally, most people want to reduce their risk level as they get closer to retirement, and that makes sense. However, placing 100% of your money in bonds or CDs is not likely to generate the returns you'll need to make your money last. Most advisors suggest a balance of stocks and bonds during retirement to provide the needed income you need for your remaining life. In general, the higher the percentage of bonds in your portfolio, the lower your annual withdrawal rate should be. The final consideration is market volatility and the timing of investment returns in retirement. Your investment returns obviously will impact your withdrawal rates, but those returns, especially during the first 2 years, are vital. For example, those who retired in late 2007 could have experienced big losses to their portfolios shortly after retirement. And when your retirement savings take such a huge hit early on, it's very hard to make up those losses in the future. The result? Your withdrawal or income rates may have to be reduced. So here are some possible solutions. First, that 4% withdrawal rule? Well, that should be considered more of a guideline than a rule. Your individual rate will be determined by the factors I discussed, along with your net worth and expenses. Oh, and this is important. Controlling and reducing your expenses is crucial during retirement. Second, the new research suggests being flexible with your withdrawal rate could really help. During good times, a slightly higher rate of withdrawal may be just fine. But be prepared to reduce that rate during bear markets or high volatility. And finally, shortly before retiring, many advisors recommend placing a portion of your retirement savings in something safe and more predictable. For example, when it's possible, I sometimes suggest placing 6 to 12 months of an individual's income needs in a money market or other short-term alternative. This allows the remaining retirement assets to go untouched for that critical early period. Some type of fixed rate or income annuity could be another option for a portion of your retirement savings. This approach will help protect you against market downturns. Now, I suspect many of you have been working hard for years, saving and investing for your future needs. So when it's time to start withdrawing income, please be sure to have realistic expectations on the income you can earn and consider some of the suggestions I've mentioned. From the Syracuse office of Morgan Stanley, I'm Daniel Plouffe. Thanks for listening.
To learn more about financial planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, visit WRVO.org.